You're listening to SBS News.
There was a surge of support for President Joko Widodo on the streets of Jakarta on the final day of election campaigning. This woman has been impressed by his presidency.
Because Joko Widodo's work is real. It has been 5 years that he has led the country. Everything is successful.
Up against Prabowo Subianto's strongman image and military-style leadership, the former businessman-turned-small-town mayor wants to show he's a man of the people. In the wealthy Kota Wasata Jaburbo neighbourhood, the image stacks up. Juwita Lim is a housewife and also runs a gold stall. She says Jokowi has been good for business.
Orang-orang yang susah kan sekolahnya dulu kan.
He is paying attention to the small people. Jokowi put a lot of funds into education, so for working class families, they can use the same amount of income for different purposes.
He may have beaten Prabowo 5 years ago, but this campaign he's had to adapt, making stronger efforts to appeal to Muslim voters. In part, with the appointment of conservative cleric Maruf Amin as his deputy, a man who once helped issue fatwas against minority groups, including the LGBTIQ+ community. That's not enough for some, including devout Muslim woman Ayin.
We don't buy that. I don't buy it personally, and many people are like me.
She's part of a wave of mainly younger Indonesians shunning Western lifestyles for more conservative ones. Her friend Dee says it's a complete change of lifestyle.
I'm not saying that I'm a good person now, but I'm trying to be a better person. I'm not going to the club anymore. I'm not going to have fun with them anymore. So just like that lah.
Ayin says she didn't like Prabowo Subianto 4 years ago. That's changed since her faith has grown stronger.
The people who are supporting Jokowi behind, they don't like Islamic Sharia. Sharia is actually law.
On election eve, Jokowi remains the front runner. As he makes his final pitch to voters, he's emphasised what he sees as some of his key successes over the past 5 years, things like building infrastructure and health and social welfare reforms. This supporter agrees. Jokowi!
Indonesia will grow strong and will be number 4 strongest country in the world by 2045.
Voters will have the final say. Rhiannon Elston, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.